News Radio WJPF is special because we haven't had Dave in the studio. David England's joining me. David, of course, I refer to him as my money guy. We're going to talk about banks, but of course, he has a history in federal market analyst, trade investor, and of course, founder of Eye on the Market Analytics. Two-year retirement, and finally came out and will not not speak in any other media, at least at this point, besides us. So
that is true. Tom, and by the way, it's good to see you. My question is, how come you look younger and I look older?
I don't know that I agree with that statement. If you came here yesterday, you wouldn't have agreed. I tell you, I cut myself shaving, and I'm still wiping the blood off everything. So, yeah. It's good to have you back in the studio. And the first question that somebody sent me this morning on the text line, if you want to send a question about our topics this morning, please do. This one comes from Rick, and it says, a question for Dave England, will you go back to teaching? I have a son who is working, and I'm getting him started on saving from his first paycheck. If only he had a business teacher like Dave England or Don Perry to learn from.
Oh, my. Don Perry, one of my great mentors from SIU and a Heron native. Boy, I sure miss Don. I learned so much. Back to teaching. Tom, I've been blessed to have two successful careers, one in the world of real world of business, one in the real world of education. Teaching's a passion. If it wasn't, I wouldn't be here today to visit with you. Let's just say I'd never say no. If I would ever do teaching again, it would be an online segment. Because believe it or not, I have quite a few followers over in Europe and in Great Britain area. I wonder if that has to do with my last name. And in pockets in Kenya. So it would have to be something that could reach into those areas. But it's all about demand. I work 6 months out. So if people said, yeah, I'd like to do it, I'd love to get back in the classroom just once or twice. But I would do an online segment so that people around the world could take the classes.
Yeah, well, you might have just gotten yourself a phone call later today. So, banking. Yes. I mean, I had it when I start seeing the story. I'm thinking, is my money safe? Should I go get the money out of the bank? But, you know, I've come to the conclusion that, and we just call them banks, but not all banks are equal. Not all banks are the same.
No, exactly. There's many different kinds of banks, and the two banks that have caused the most problems in the national media, they have no characteristics like our banks here, our community banks. Our community banks are compared like zebras to apples to those two banks that went down. And when we take a look at this, we always look at, I'm a numbers guy, Tom, so let's first take a look at this. And I've had many people contact me and say, should I take my money out of the bank? Should I run for the hills? Here's the way I look at this. Are you making that from a rational or an emotional standpoint? And obviously, it's emotional. But if we take a look at numbers, from the FDIC, there's over 4,150 banks. There's two in 23 that have gone down. Now, that doesn't mean there's not going to be more, but only two. So that's only 0.04%. We have the strongest banking system in the world, and that's why international money comes to the United States instead of international money going to other places.
All right, then I'm worried about my money in another respect. Is it worth less if I just leave it in the bank and look at loan because they're charging more for interest rates, but I don't see myself getting any more because I keep a pretty good chunk in a savings account, in a checking account. I'm wondering, am I just making a mistake keeping my money in cash? Should I put it somewhere else, some other gold, silver, something?
Gold and silver, we can take a look at that and take a look at some of the returns. My answer to that is no. But when we take a look at the problem here, one of the things that's not being talked about is the aspect, you know, Tom, you're one of the first media people that I've ever heard talk about the law of second and third effect. That means when something happens here, how is it going to affect out here and out here? And the prime example is the segment took my breath away yesterday about the fishing tournaments and how so many of them are going to the other states. So a policy by IDNR?
Mm-hmm.
Now, to raise X amount of dollars is now costing communities across the board in the millions. I don't get a chance to use the word buffoonery often. That one fits. Those kinds of decisions. So in this situation, whenever the interest rate goes up that's charged, many times the interest rate that is earned by CDs go up, and then also the interest rate that's available for people in banks, case in point, in their checking accounts that they can go to. And so there's been billions move out of banks all across the country into higher paying interest money market funds. Case in point,
SWVXX, the Schwab Value Advantage, has seen the largest haul so far in 2023. There's been over $34 billion. So when people, you know, they're being hurt. One of the reasons I'm here today is because there's folks that are hurting out there, so we want to give them some truth with inflation and these kinds of things. So we've had a lot of money moved out into these types of funds. Now, be careful. These money market funds, many times, they can't be guaranteed. So you're taking on some risk, but it takes the dollar to be the buck to be broke.
All right. So when I looked into this last week, I was thinking, should I put some money in some bonds? Because with the interest rates being what they were, and it didn't seem to me like they were very well, the interest rates were very well reflected in those bonds, 5.25, 5.5. And they were also 5 years.
Yes. That's going to take up some time. What I would highly recommend to people that are panicking right now, once again, look at the numbers. Only two banks, and by the way, that was one on the left coast, one on the right coast. Those are geographic terms that have gone down. Am I saying that there's not going to be any more? No, there's going to be other banks go down. The point I'm making, in 2023, there's been zero community banks go down. Now, I'm not saying there's not going to be problems with community banks. I don't have access and don't want access to community banks' balance sheet, especially those that, you know, if they're publicly traded, we can get that. But so many of our community banks are privately owned.
Yes.
And then also, let's take
a
look.
And that had a major impact on whether I literally said, I'll just go get a fireproof mini safe and go get all my money and put it underneath my mattress. I mean, it's not, I mean, I talked to myself, it was one of those things that flash across my mind.
Well, sure.
Just go get your money. I mean, I worked real hard for that. I want it, right? And I realized we've entered a new kind of phase in psychology, that panic can be in part generated due to a lack of faith in government.
Yes, no doubt about that.
And so what before was just to worry about your money, now you don't trust the people that are in charge of making sure it's safe.
And that's fueled.
But I do trust my local bank.
Exactly. And let's also take a look at this, the difference between those two banks that went down and our community banks. A lot of those dealt with crypto, tech, high-risk startups. I don't think that many of our community banks deal with crypto, tech, and high-risk startups in any shape, form, or fashion than they do out there, okay? And also with our community banks. All right, I know several bankers. I've had many bankers that are students of mine. They constantly have regulators, the FDIC, and auditing their books. When the federal come out, the state come in. And so our local banks are constantly being regulated. So, but that doesn't mean that there can't be some bad loans there. But I have a lot more trust in our community banks than any of these other banks across the country. Matter of fact, Tom, I'd say there's some local community banks, local, privately owned, that I'd love to buy.
What that symbolizes when you say that, I think, is the interesting item. You know, if you had the money, I'd buy that bank because that's how much faith I have in it, and I know their situation. And it's interesting because here comes the question from Bill this morning. Good morning, sir. It's good to hear David back. Could you please ask him if he has any confidence in Janet Yellen or any federal government oversight agency? See, this is the thing that I was just talking about. Faith in the system, you know, is an issue. And because over the last 3 years, the overall pillars have been eroded when it comes to faith in institutions because of some of the things that have been done and said. So we're not always just talking about money and banking when we're talking about this.
And who is it that called? What was his first name?
That was Bill.
Hey, Bill, thanks for calling. The answer is no. N-O. You know, there's a ETF out there that tracks Jim Cramer's stock picks.
And he was saying, go, go, go.
Oh, he actually said buy SVB, but he also said buy Lehman before it went down too. But so anyway, you can do an inverse of his stock picks. I wish there was a security out there that could take the inverse of Janet Yellen's recommendations and decisions. I'd be all over that.
All right, let's take a look at this, because what does it mean to me on Main Street? What does it mean to the guy that's working over at the car lot in Marion, who works at the university in Carbondale, who works someplace in Heron and maybe owns a restaurant? What does that mean to him? Here, because 2008 is still a fresh open wound for a lot of people.
You bet.
And I kind of got the idea, this is where this comes from Donnie, when he says, what would happen to the ETF and the mutual funds I own at Charles Schwab if they go broke?
Okay, well, first of all, Charles Schwab has numerous ETFs, just like Fidelity. just like E-Trade, many others. Those mutual funds that are at Schwab, they have an outside person that runs those and is responsible for those. So there's an extra layer of protection for the gentleman that says, Donnie?
Yes.
And Donnie, thank you very much for calling. So that's why I can sleep better at night, and that's called a custodian. So whenever you have a, even if it's a Schwab mutual fund or ETF, there's another company that's a custodian and responsible for those funds. So let's just say Schwab, and I'm not saying Schwab's going down, but let's just say a large brokerage house went down. So then your funds are protected. Now, that doesn't mean that those fund names aren't going to go down in value, but...
And they could come to the point where they're wiped out. I mean, 2008, that did happen. In securities.
Very rarely, but it can happen. But so there's a custodian. Many times it's State Street that's the custodian for these funds. You just know there's an extra layer there to keep that from happening. And by the way, I lose no sleep at all at night. And especially I don't on worrying about if my funds are going to go down.
As I often say on the air, I always admire people that possess traits that I do not have. And one of those that David has that I very much enjoy is optimism. And so is there opportunity here? And when I'm talking about just the guy on the street, and maybe he's not a venture capitalist, he just is trying to do better. He wants to retire. He wants to make sure his family, kids got college money. Is there an opportunity here, or is this nothing but a mud puddle?
Tom, we could talk about opportunities between now and Christmas. The biggest
I have a hard time seeing them.
Well, you don't know where to look. By the way, you haven't been in my classes either.
All right.
So we take a negative and turn them into a positive. The biggest opportunity that we can do right now is have peace of mind on your banking. If anybody is concerned or out there at all about their banking, call your bank. Go in and see them. Let them say why you should keep their money there before you just pull it out. Give them a chance to talk about that.
Okay, while I'm there, should I ask them about the interest on my checking account?
Well, why not?
I mean, I got another subject I got to squeeze in here in the
yes.
time. I mean, that's not something I'm accustomed to be honest with you. I go to the drive-thru, I put the money in, I go to the ATM, I take money out, and I use my credit card, my debit card, right?
Uh-huh.
Could I go in and say, look, you guys can do better?
Tom, whose money is it?
Yeah, well,
whose money is it? Who worked for it?
It depends on who you ask. The government thinks it's theirs.
The answer to that question.
I'm only borrowing it.
The answer is very much, that's your money. And what's your job? Your job is to provide for you, your family, and the loved ones. Okay, that is your job. So anything that would contradict that, you've got to change. But, you know, one of the good things about this, in the last 30 days, I have seen more local bank presidents come out into the public where they've never before, they're behind their desk. I see more bank presidents come out and say, come in and talk to us.
Here's one right now who just texted me.
Okay.
He's listening to the program. Thanks so much for having Dave on and discussing the difference between locally owned and community banks and the regional banks and had the right issues here. He is right on with his thoughts. And this is one of the, you see who it is.
Okay, yes, all right.
All right, this guy's no stranger. I trust this guy more than almost anybody I know. And he's saying you're right on this morning.
Well, that's good to know because I'll probably get some other calls. But we put the truth on the table and it falls where it falls.
All right, here's another thank you note from Mike from having you on this morning as well. So let's get back to me.
Yes, okay.
And when I say me, everybody who's listening, and just the fact that I'm getting ready to say this bothers me. What's in it for me? Is it survival? I was talking about this with Steve Mitchell. Just should I be content to dog paddle until the next high water mark, or is there something more aggressive I can do?
There's all kinds of things that products are out there you can take a look at that there's not that much risk. Case in point, at 1 o'clock today, Central Time.
That's
2
the thing
o'clock
I wanted
Eastern.
To ask you about.
You want to go ahead and talk about the announcement?
That.
Okay,
because that is today. Dave and I were talking about this. When is the official announcement? He says.
Yeah, well, it's today, and then they'll talk about what they should or shouldn't have done tomorrow.
Federal Reserve Bank is what we're talking about, and
yes.
A quarter point interest. What you're thinking?
It'd be a quarter. It's not going to be a half. And then he'll also talk about we'll get a chance to wipe out more people down the road and raise the rate some more.
All right. So a quarter because of banking, or a quarter because that's all it's needed to control inflation?
a quarter because that's going to have the least damage across the board. And also they did a half over there across the pond.
But straddling the fence, I've always thought was not a really good idea. I've always thought that you should fall on one side of the fence or the other, but there's no choice.
Yeah,
there's too many balls in the air for these guys.
But that takes integrity.
Okay, well, I'm more of a definitive person. I'm like, they're straddling the fence, so they're trying to keep.
Well, sure.
Well, if you keep everybody happy, nobody ends up happy.
Well, and the Fed also, you got these different governors across the country that try and be movie stars and try and get their piece of the pie and their media time and these kinds of things. That's a change from the way it was 20 years ago. But okay, the interest rate's going to go up. So it's going to affect two people. We've got listeners here. The first people it's going to affect is the people that have to put more and more expenses on their credit card because inflation is eating them alive. I go to the store. I tell my wife, Patty, I don't understand how young families can do this. Well, how they're doing it is credit card debt is at all-time high, so they're having to do it on their credit card. And I'm not recommending to do that.
With an interest rate that's going to go up to reflect the other interest rates.
The other side of that is people that have been prudent, that have been savers, that have been penalized for decades, now can get a higher rate on their CDs. Matter of fact, I've got some funds I'm moving around that I will get a higher rate, and I've been waiting until after today. By Friday, they'll be up there. But you know what? My job is to provide for me and my family. And families in our name.
Well, here's Rita. She says, I have 1 year, 2 year, and 3 year CDs. Gosh, the last time I checked, Rita, those were really small returns. I was thinking about buying a couple of $1,000 CDs, and I'm thinking, what, for $80, $120 maybe?
You need to look at the rates now, Tom.
Yeah?
But the stair steps, so that's called a ladder.
I just did, but you know how time is.
But also, you don't want to go out too far, because what's going to happen is once they wreck the economy even more, then at that point in time, they got to start dropping the rates.
Is rescuing these banks hurting the economy, or is it staving off some type of horrible, bad, terrible thing?
The latter.
Okay.
But they're setting bad precedents because
of who they bail out?
Of this Left Coast Bank, they bailed out people that had deposits higher than 250. Now, can we talk about that for just a minute?
Yeah.
Can we put some truth on the table?
Right.
You could have $1 million in a bank in different accounts and still be protected the way that they are titled. So it's not like I can only put 250 here. This, once again, pardon me, go and talk to the bankers. He or she can explain to you that you can have different accounts in those banks and have more than 250 and be protected.
Right. So spread your cash around.
Exactly.
Dave England's joining us this morning. Dave, we've run out of time, and I knew we would because I've got nowhere near, just barely touched 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pages. I've never got past the first page.
Well, I hope we've helped folks.
Well, I'm wondering, what's your advice? Because I want to have you back, and you've come out of retirement just to do this, and I feel we haven't used you as much as I want to, but I'm curious as to something. What's your advice going forward? One, on the emotional nature of what's going on, and two, the practical nature of how we should approach it.
Always calm heads prevail. Make your decisions from rational, from the facts, versus emotional. Okay, and there's going to be more opportunities, Tom, than ever before. Case in point, here's an opportunity. The market's down as of the other day, down 20%. Now, it fluctuates from there. There are companies, there are high interest paying closed-end funds that can pay you 6, 7, 8, 9, 10% interest on a month. Now, that's annual, but they pay monthly. There are more buys out there now. And that's the tough thing for a guy like me. Okay, there's so many good buys out there. Where am I going to put my money? So there's more opportunities now than ever before. You just got to, number one, at 5 and 6, turn off the fear report. Okay, that's one of the biggest things. Don't be one of those people that live in fear, and you got to be fed that fear headline. And that's why you're so unique, because you put the other side on the table where we can discuss this instead of just fear, fear, fear. That turns me off so much. But unfortunately, we've got a percentage of the population that feeds on that. But just learn how the market works and learn how to work the market. And there are more opportunities out there to build financial wealth for you and your family than ever before.
Federal market analyst and trader, investor, and founder of Eye on the Marketplace, Market Analytics, David England. David, it's a privilege.
Pleasure's mine. Thank you, Tom.
843.